الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We live in one of three conditions, and our mort will also come in one of three conditions. This our Shaykh, Hazrat Mashaa Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, explained to us. One is in the condition of kufr. May Allah protect and save us all, our families, all our connections, the whole of mankind and whole of jinn also. The second is that a person dies as a believer, but with gunas upon him. He committed, all of us commit gunas, we made mistakes. He did not make tawbah of his gunas, and he dies with gunas. And the third is that great fortunate person who dies with iman also, and no gunas on him. So the condition, it will be also different for all three. As far as the first group of people, the non-believers, are concerned, first we must make a lot of shukr, and daily we should make it our practice. And Allah's promise is that when you make shukr, Allah increases the ni'mat. So the iman and Islam Allah has granted us. Most of us who are sitting here by birth, there may be somebody who is a revert also, but that also is a favor of Allah, that Allah guided that person. So anyway, the iman that we have got, we should make a lot of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For us that we were born in Muslim homes, it just came. We didn't ask for it. We didn't think if it's right or wrong or anything. And we must make a lot of shukr and make a lot of dua for our parents also, that they kept our names, Muslim names. They had our, as males, they made our sunnat, our khatna, circumcision. They gave us, almost all of us must have gone to maktab also. We learned in the maktab also. This is all the favors of Allah and through our parents. So we must make a lot of dua for them. Then also we should consider that this iman that we have, there are two other aspects in there. One is very, very sadly, we're hearing more and more of it. May Allah take it away. That voluntarily people, Muslims, are saying, I'm no more a Muslim. I've become this, I've become that, or I don't believe in Allah, or whatever. Allah protect us all. That is one aspect. And that is a person is doing it voluntarily. The other is that a person loses his iman. He doesn't realize also that, for example, we make a mockery about even the smallest thing of deen. Or one is istihza, and one is tahqir, that we don't take anything of smallest thing of deen is also important, that we don't feel it important. So istighfaf of deen and istihza of deen, both of these things are very dangerous also. And today with the cell phone also, all types of messages which are not in your control. You're on a group or whatever, WhatsApp, and a message comes, and it's some joke, na'udhu billah, about some aspect of deen. And if we just took it lightheartedly, a little bit of enjoyment in the heart, it's also very, very dangerous. Worse is that we send it around now to others also. So that is also a very dangerous thing. So anyway, to appreciate this iman, we will just briefly talk and about the aspect of the death of a non-believer and what he goes through, so that we can understand by that what the great value of iman, and solely by iman Allah saves us from all that. First of all, a non-believer, a person who hasn't got iman in this worldly life also. Outwardly, it might seem also, there are many of them who are enjoying life outwardly. They are having fun, They've got money, everything. Many of them are such also. They've got very good character also. They are very honest also. And they are righteous also. But they haven't got iman. But they are living, and they are living comfortably also. No problem. That is no criteria. The criteria is what it is by Allah Ta'ala. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. Wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. How we lived here in this world, this way or that way, whatever it can be. The world can praise us, the world can despise us, the world can hate us, the world can love us. That is no criteria. It's a sign, but it is no criteria. What it is by Allah, and that is what a believer must have worry about all the time. Many of our friends who have got this worry, which is Mubarak, but then they get worried that why am I worrying about this? That I should everyone else we see, if we see the lives of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were so concerned. A great, great man like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who heard the names of the munafiqeen, all the hypocrites. And he says, I know it is your secret and you can't divulge those names, but at least tell me it's Umar's name not on there. So much they were concerned. Ibn Mulayka rahmatullah alayh, a great, great alim, he says, I met so many Sahaba, and each one I met, they feared that we are munafiqs. So to have that fear is a good thing, but only it shouldn't go to the extent that we lose hope, despair, and we lose hope in Allah. That should not happen. And for that, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh gave this wonderful treatment, that when a person he says it's like a meter, your water meter in your car, in the old cars. If your water gets very hot, there was a red sign, the needle goes to the red. And when it's all right, then it's in the green. So if you are gone in the red, you are very worried now, then look fully at Allah's rahmat. Now just think of the great, great bounties, mercies, kindness, forgiveness, love of Allah, so that your needle comes is in the middle. And if it's gone in the green and you have become unworried, you're just not worried at all. I'm all right. I've got nothing to worry about. Then this is also dangerous. So it must be in the middle all the time. When that condition comes, then think, if Allah is unhappy with me, if I have to lose my iman at the time of mort, are my namazes accepted? My amal, are they accepted? So it will come back into the center position is the right position. That not so much hope that we start becoming reckless and we feel that my work is done, I'm all right. And not so much fear that we lose all hope also. So that is very important. Anyway, this group, so in this world, that is no criteria. How a person's mort comes outwardly is also no criteria. That also, many people, they seem to be suffering when they are passing away, but they are maqbool and they have got great stages by Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, a person might outwardly, it looks that he's got a very nice mort, very peaceful usually, they say, even non-believers. In the newspapers you get this obituary where they write about so and so, then they say he had a peaceful death. So whether it was a peaceful death outwardly, that is also no criteria. And what also we should be very concerned about, Maulana Shabir Saluji, principal of Darul Ulum Zakaria, Damat Barakatum, explained that one person in Makkah Sharif who used to get kashf, that is Allah shows the things which we cannot see, things of which Allah shows. And he says on one occasion, when 8 people, janazas were made in the haram of Makkah. That was a very long time ago. Today many more janazas, at that time 8. He said that not one of them died on iman. All of us will say he Makkah Sharif and janazah namaz in the haram. But he said that not one person died on iman. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, what a great alim. About 50-60 years from now, in the 60s, 70s. He said that so the people who are passing away in Karachi, which is a Muslim country, and 50, 60 years ago, he said that most of them are passing away without iman. They are leaving this world without iman. So we have to be very worried. And today, like iman, is like we don't regard it as anything. Just like with this COVID thing, the government, our government also, the religious necessity was right at the end of the list. After everything else, sports was more important, entertainment was more important, the religion was right, it had no importance. Unfortunately for many of us in our lives also, in our families we see, in our communities we see, that deen has got no importance. Everything else, the schooling of the children is so important, the condition of the car, the garden must be 100% all the time right. All these things are very important. About iman, we don't really. Whereas this is the most important. And the greatest gift Allah has given us is the gift of iman. Everything else in the world together cannot equal the gift of iman. And that Allah, it is also famous, Mali muft dile be raham. What we get for free, we don't appreciate. So most of us, we got it for free. Those who work for the iman, like the Sahaba, what sacrifices they had to make. And we read that what difficulties they had to go through because they brought iman. Those people appreciate iman. And even today, reverts appreciate iman much more than we who are like born Muslims. Because they know what the value is. They have seen that life of kufr, and living in disbelief, living in that terrible condition, and they came into iman, they saw the light of it, and so many reverts they explained that they have seen. Anyway, so one is that this voluntarily we are hearing more and more about it, Allah protect us all. And then this that we are not aware of, for that we should renew our iman, tajdeed iman. Do it regularly, on a minimum daily basis, at least once, that we read our kalimas, we affirm that we are believers, we read the fifth kalima. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam, wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Tubtu, and make tawbah of min al-kufr, wa shirk, wa nifaq, of all the gunas. وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Affirm our iman, make sure regularly, and we should also, it should be a daily dua that our maut comes on iman. Also we read and we heard now in our programs that till the ruh comes to the throat, there's a final place. Now it's going to come out, it comes out from the mouth, from the toes it starts coming out, and then finally from here, till when it's by the throat, shaitan doesn't let up. He tries his utmost best to rob a person of his iman, to take his iman away. He will come in the form of one's father, and he will say that, I'm now giving you advice, you my son, in the form of one's mother. So it's only Allah's fadl that we can be protected. So never ever be the thing that I'm strong and nothing can happen to me. Nobody whatsoever. And we also read of Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal right at the end. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, his father. What a great, great alim also. But at the end, how shaitan was troubling him right to the end. So to go with iman is of the most vital worry that we have to have. More than I'm worried I'll get the virus, I can get heart attack, I can get cancer, or I can become a pauper and lose everything. My family leaves me, I don't have any income, I'm just a man lying in the drains and on the streets, nothing. The most important worry should be of iman. So just let us see a little bit that as a person will go, what his condition will be. First of all, when maut will come, and we read in the kitab also, how malakul maut comes to a non-believer. He comes like a giant in front of that person. Already you lose your senses. So the people of the world will think that this person is peaceful. But inside now the matter is not with the body, it is with the ruh now. And the real matter is the ruh, not the body. As long as the ruh is in the body, there is life. The eyes are seeing, the tongue is talking, hands are moving. The minute the ruh goes out, then all this becomes useless. The eyes can't see anymore, the heart doesn't function, the brain doesn't function, the tongue doesn't function. So when Malakul Maut comes like a giant, and he comes in pitch black form. One is dark, to be black, but that frightening black. And that has nothing to do with the complexion of people who are dark, who are black. He comes in that blackness of his is a complete, very frightening blackness. And then with flames coming out from his mouth, from his eyes, flames are coming out. So that already a person, what is his condition? And when Malakul Maut comes, even for a good person, then he puts his finger on the life vein of a person. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ There, then a person now, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if a person had power, he should have killed the people around. We should go in such a condition that like when a person is like out of his mind, like some people who become like that, but when they're still living, at that time, if that was the case, a person should have killed people around him. Maut comes to that person as though like 300 swords he's being attacked with at that time. So how frightening, isn't it? And it is only Iman that can save us from this. This is the great value of Iman. And then when now he is dead, when he goes in the qabr, then when he's questioned that Mar Rabbuka, he doesn't know. And the questions there are not on intellect. It is what we believed and what our actions were. On that we will be able to answer. So who was your Rabb? If the whole life I did not believe that Allah is my Rabb, I believe my shop is my Rabb. My job is my Rabb, sustaining me, nourishing, looking after me. That my father looks after me. My husband looks after me. My wife feeds me. All if we think of this material thing, we won't be able to answer there. And there at the time of Maut, it isn't what is on the tongue. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ What is in the heart will be taken out. A parrot also, we can teach in the kalima. And in normal conditions, it will read the kalima very beautifully. But the day that parrot comes in the clutches of the cat or the dog, the cage was left open or something, then it will forget everything. All that beautiful reading of kalima, making salam, making zikr, it will forget all that. And its original voice will come out. And it will only say that. So at the time of death also, and in the qabr also when we'll be asked, and each one we're going to be asked. We ask Allah Ta'ala that He saves us from the questioning in the qabr. And even for good people, it's a frightening condition. So Allah Ta'ala, a person, for example, Juma's Maut, no questioning in the qabr. And a person who is here saved, is saved right through. And a person who goes through difficulty here, the difficulties in front become worse all the time. So we have to. So the first question: who was your Rabb? Have we got that conviction in us? That great buzur they say that if no rain comes from the sky, no the ground doesn't let anything grow. And 1 second, if I have to have a doubt that from where will Allah feed me, I've lost my iman. In other words, there is no question, Allah is Razzaq. Whether no drop of water comes from the skies, where the earth doesn't let anything grow, but Allah is Razzaq, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا Allah is the one to give rizq. So that firm of Rabb, Allah is the Rabb. When I get ill, Allah save us all. And sometimes those terrible pains a person goes through, whether it is in the stomach, whether it is in the head, it looks like the head is going to burst and be completely, it's going to be broken and burst apart. All that, but at that time to know that Allah alone is the giver of shifa also. We can use asbab, but asbab also as asbab, as means, not as arbab, not as the doer. The medicine is not the doer. The doctor, the operation is not the doer. The doer is solely Allah Ta'ala. And then, ma deenuka, what is your deen? Whether we lived according to Islam or not. Or we were living today, how many of us, our lifestyles are totally alien to Islam. And we give preference to all other ways of life over the way of Islam. We call ourselves still Muslims, but all the ways of the non-believers have preference over our way. How many of us that our sports is so important, our holidays are so important, our functions, wedding, etc., we do it all according to the non-believers. So how dangerous. مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What do you say about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And that we will be, if we really believe that Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul. He has brought the perfect way of life. How much of sunnahs are in our lives? And not only the outward sunnahs, which are very great, and Allah keep us firm upon them. The dressing according to sunnah for man, woman, for our beards, topi, all this very, very important. But the sunnahs are in our life. How much of the sunnah? And when a person cannot answer, he will say, ha, ha, la adri, I don't know. And then the farishtas will start smiting him, hitting him from all sides. Just imagine somebody just gives you one slap. We can't take that. And to be hit, the malaika who come in the qabr, it comes, it's in Mishkat Sharif riwayat. They are blind, they are deaf. First of all, they are such, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They don't disobey Allah Ta'ala. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And what they've been commanded, 100% they do it. But, and they come with hammers in the qabr, which if you hit the biggest mountain of the world, it will be smashed into smotherings. They can't see, they won't be affected with your condition. But they can't see also. Your screaming and wailing, they can't hear also. And even if they heard, they won't stir. But how not, and imagine a person in that condition. And take it, me, myself, each one of us, if I have to be, what is it that saves us? Nothing but Iman. That is the only thing that can save us. All our riches, our connections, whether it's with wealthy people, whether it's with politicians, whether it's with pious people, connections won't help there. There our Iman is going to. A connection with pious people sincerely, for deen's sake, that definitely is going to help. But just an outward connection, and just just to keep company, and we don't benefit anything from them. That, of course, that won't help us. And then the snakes and the serpents are let loose on that person. The scorpions. And in this world, just think, one mosquito bite. The sensation of a mosquito bite remains about half an hour. That inconvenience, that pain you feel, that uneasiness, we can't take that. One fly buzzing around your nose or by your ears, we can't take that. And there, with all this, and the poison, it's very, very painful also. It's not only that poison which is going to kill you, but it is the poison, the feeling, the pain a person goes through. And now in the qabr, إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, till the day of Qiyamah in that condition there. Then all for other people, according to our sins, a person who died with Iman, but with sins, then also there is according to that. A person which is very, very common, unfortunately, Allah protect us all. Inheritance of ours today is not sorted out. Generations pass, and the inheritance is not sorted out of a person. And as long as the inheritance is not sorted out, that person is in quarantine in the qabr. He's not allowed to mix with anyone, just to be in this world. People with this COVID quarantine of 14 days, 10 days, people have committed suicide. They couldn't take it just to be alone all the time. So there, for how long? إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So what will be the conditions in the qabr? Then on the day of Qiyamah, which is really a day of horror, how the day of Qiyamah will come, and offer a person has, and everyone, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Nobody will be there for anyone. Yeah, even if a person is in difficulty, a stranger also comes and help you out. There everyone will be in such a condition of nafsi, just me, myself. We'll see, even if you see your wife, you might have been, gave your life for your wife, for your children. Children gave their lives for their parents, but there nobody will worry about anyone. They will be so worried about themselves on that day. Then presentation in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah will know every detail of yours. There's nothing you can hide from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, if the police have to arrest us for something, they know what we have done, they've got their reports, they did their investigations, etc. But still they don't know. Allah knows the very thoughts why we did it also. Yeah, they will try and prove that murder, whether it was intended or it was not intended, accidentally murder took place or what. With all the circumstances, but Allah knows exactly. So on the day of Qiyamah, what will be the condition? Allahu Akbar. It is narrated that the ground on the day of Qiyamah for those people without Iman, it will be melting copper. If any time we had ever the experience to walk on hot sand, just sand, not stone, hot sand, and how it burns the feet. And if it's on stone that a person had to walk. And in this year, one time, Jummah Namaz we made in Deoband in the Jami Masjid, summer, which was very hot. And unfortunately, Allah forgive us as students, always we are late. So we made Namaz in the courtyard. And even so, the Masjid there are very small, the covered section. And the vast part of the Masjid is the open section. So there normally a person, but the heat was so intense. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, he explained to us, he was making namaz with a rumal, with a cloth under him like a musalla. The heat was so intense, a student came and pulled it out from under his feet. He didn't think it's my ustad, he's going to suffer, but he couldn't take that heat that he pulled out the rumal for his benefit. So on that day, a person doesn't see anyone also. But what will be that heat? And when the sun will come down, now, all of us, wherever we live, we go through summer conditions. Very few geographical places are such that the summers are not very hot. Of course, some places are much more hotter than other places. But everywhere, whether it is Vier in Gauteng, Durban, it gets much more hotter. Other places, and when the sun will be just above the haze, and then according to one's sin, a person will be sweating. And with that sweat, for some people, it will come to his knees, to his ankles, somebody to his knees, somebody till his waist. Some people will be drowning in that sweat. And for Allah Ta'ala to make in that one place different conditions for all is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. So what will be the conditions on that day? And when we will be questioned, five questions, three questions in the qabr, and the question paper, and which will make it even more sad, that the question paper was given out before time, and not that you had to buy the paper also, and not you had to bribe your teacher or the person going to take your exam, but Allah made it out, gave it out. Five questions on the day of Qiyamah. Those questions are, and still you go in faith. There are those students also that they get the question paper before time and they study every, but they still go in faith. How sad is that? So on the day with all these questions being out, and on the day of Qiyamah, we still go in faith. That we will be asked about every moment of our life. And according to some riwayat, when you can't answer or your answers are not right, at that time you are being punished also. For those people who are going to be forgiven, but that punishment, we didn't make tawbah, we'll have to, all our money, whether we earned it in the right way, every cent we will have to account for. And all of us think, wherever we are working, our earning, that how much of our money, we are working for a boss, we are supposed to give 8 hours, are we giving 8 hours? Or how much are we spending on the cell phone? How much are we doing other things? And today, there is so much of corruption right through, across the board, everyone, and there we will have to answer. We'll have to answer for the time that Allah gave us. Yeah, to the boss, he will still overlook also. But there on that day, how will it be? And the beginning, Allahu Akbar. Qiyamah won't start for so long that the people, all the people will become restless. And they will go to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It comes, they will go to Adam alayhisalam. You are the father of mankind. Intercede for us. He says that I made my mistake. I have got no courage to go in front of Allah. Go to somebody else. They will go to all the Anbiya till finally they will come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just the waiting of that Hisab Kitab. Yeah, we stand in a queue somewhere. Just that waiting in the queue becomes so difficult for us. On that day, how won't it be? And all this, for the people of Iman, they will be saved from this. But if a person doesn't have Iman, then the questioning by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there will be the non-believers, those who die without Iman, for them there won't be even questioning. They will be before time. They like, for example, for matric exams, you write an estimate. And whether you are fit to sit for the final exam or not, those people won't be fit to sit for exams also. They will be thrown before time already into the fire of Jahannam. And then the fire of Jahannam, as we read, how one is the fire itself, at least 70 times more worse than the worst fire of this world. If perhaps we ever went somewhere where they melt gold at about 2000 degrees centigrade. Yeah, when the temperature goes to about 30, 35, 40 is a lot. 50, we can't imagine it. So hot it is. And 2000 degrees. And when they melt the gold, it's at a distance from where the people are looking. And when they open that oven, from there that heat that you feel already. So, and the Qiyamah's day heat and Jahannam's heat won't be 2000 degrees. And a person there, yeah, the worst that happens, a person dies, we say. But there, no death. La ya'tihi al-maut. Maut won't come to that person. Azab will come to him from every side. It will be like a person in this world, that, for example, a truck is coming towards him. A whole mountain is falling on him. Big, big snakes are coming to him. And animals, elephants are coming. They're going to crush him. Everything is happening. And yes, it happens, you die. You think you got saved. Many times a person with some disease, illness of this world, heart problem, cancer, he was really suffering. He was going through what difficulties. Now he's relieved. There the problem, if we haven't got Iman, the problem starts there. This worldly difficulties come to an end there. But there the problems start there. Then in the fire of Jahannam, the fighting that will take place between the people. Everyone will be blaming one another. And it won't carry on for a minute or two. It's going to carry on and on all the time. The ordinary people will blame their leaders. Leaders will put the blame on them. People will blame Shaitan. Shaitan will say, I didn't force anyone. I just give you leads. Do this, do that. Look here, do this here. I never ever forced you at anything. Our namazes, for one namaz that a person misses, one hukum in Jahannam. And one hukum is a very, very long time. If Allah forgives us, we make qaza of our namazes, our rozas. How many of us don't keep rozas? How many of us, our namazes, And that is our sign of our Islam, namaz and roza. Whereas deen is so vast, then namaz and roza are one part of our ibadat. And then what about our aqaid, our muamalat, our business dealings? What about our muasharat, our first living in society? Islam is guided and we are breaking our lying. Every one of us, how much we lie. Lying means nothing to us anymore. And the punishment we read in the hadith of Mi'raj, for all the different, for committing adultery, for lying, for the ulama who made bayan, and they did not practice on that, how their heads will be crushed, and then it will get better and again crushed again, get better and again crushed, and this will just carry on and on all the time. So even for the sinners, but for the people without iman, this punishment will be the worst that a person can think of, and it will just carry on. There will be the screaming and the fighting and the accusing of one another, blaming one another. There will be snakes and scorpions. There will be the terrible fire that will be raging all the time. All this will carry on, and this end of adab of Jahannam, it's not that we'll get used to it. It's not, it will be just at a certain, it will be getting worse and worse all the time. And it won't be for 100 years. Yeah, we can't take it for 1 minute. Hey, any type of difficulty and hardship. There it won't be 5 years, 10 years. Yeah, we say we get tired of making sabr. How long must I make sabr? There it will be forever and ever the difficulty. Not 100, not 1,000 years, not 10,000, not 1,000,000, not 1,000,000,000, not 1,000,000,000,000, not quadrillion, forever and ever. And the only way to get saved of all this is by iman. If we have iman, and we look and how much we have to look after that iman, make dua to Allah, and Allah is most merciful and kind. If we appreciate and value this iman, and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we got that worry, then Allah won't deprive us. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful and kind. But today when we regard iman as just nothing, we speak what we want to, we say what we want to, and the way we are behaving nowadays, and that to the extent that openly, we just say that I'm no more a Muslim, Allah protect us all. So this is those will be the terrible consequences. And the only thing, and from there we can see the great love of Allah that He gave us. Inna hadaynahu. We had guided mankind. Allah gave us our intellect. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if there's a person where no teaching of any Nabi reached that person, he was just in a jungle, in a desert, and nobody ever spoke. But the tawheed of Allah, with your intellect, you can understand it. And you have to bring your iman. And then Allah sent not one, two Nabis, 124,000 approximately. Allah sent Sayyidul Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every Nabi, and our Nabi, he did not leave what we will say a stone unturned. His night he made into day. His days he made into night. Crying for the ummah. Working, pleading with people to bring iman. People throwing sand in his face. People humiliating him. But he just, how can, and every Nabi worked in this way. That how can people bring iman? Today also, there are those people, Tabligh Jamaat, ulama, working on the people, and we have to all worry about ourselves. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, in one bayan, while sitting, he just stood up in Josh. He came in a mood, and he says, oh my dear brothers, we are going out and telling others about all good deeds, and if we are not practicing on Qiyamah Day, we will be in the fire, they will be crossing over, and they'll say, by your teachings we got saved. What happened to you? How come you are here? Ulama, we are giving bayan, sitting here on the mimbar. Other people, lot of people take lesson, they correct their life, they make amal. And if we are not making amal ourselves, what will be our condition? So all this we have, but what iman, and appreciate who Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam left for us the legacy of the ulama also. The legacy of the Mashayikh also. And these people, they sacrificed everything for our sake. And we see our Mashayikh. What we saw little bit, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. And our Asatiza, how they went out of their way for their students. They went out of their way for their murids. They didn't worry of their families also. They treated their murids and their students like their own children. And how they cared for them. So this was all by the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who left, and till today in the ummah, there are those people who are concerned about us. So our iman is the only thing that can save us. And tomorrow inshallah we will speak that if we have this iman, we cherish it, we look after it, we die, we leave this world with this iman, what a glorious life that person will have. This worldly life cannot count anywhere near that life. That is the real life. So Allah Ta'ala will let us appreciate this iman Allah gave us. Don't take it lightly. It's the greatest, greatest, greatest gift. Everything in the world, our shops, our jobs, our knowledge, our whatever we have got, this iman is a cherish it. Put it not near the heart. Put it not in the heart, in the depths of the heart. That our hearts can go to pieces, but this iman can't go out from us. We work in that way, that this iman, and worry about our children, our wives, our children, our family people, everyone. Once we were in Jamaat in Pakistan, an American brother was with us after Isha Bayan, everything. He said, now all of you will go and sleep nicely. You are Muslims, your parents. My father passed away as a non-Muslim. He said, can you imagine how I go to sleep? When I know what my father is going through now there. He died as a non-Muslim. Eh? And it's my father, it's my blood. Eh? How does a person feel? So we, Allah gave us this great gift. Let us appreciate it. This month of Ramadan, let us appreciate this month. This also is given by the fadl, or it's a gift from Allah. Don't take it lightly. The du'as now are accepted so much. Let us make our du'as to Allah Ta'ala. So many places Taraweeh has been completed. Du'as are being made. Tonight inshallah by us also our Taraweeh will be made du'a of all the other things also for our iman. To find Allah, to have our connection, the proper connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Let us all make dua and cherish and value this great, great gift of iman. And there's nothing to be afraid of really if this iman is with us. That is what we have to worry. And the temptations outside, billboards are enough. The phone is enough to even take us out of iman. All these things which are around us, the things of this dunya, the temptations, nafs is with us all the time. Nafs is our worst enemy, more worse than shaitan also. It isn't which other shaitan came to make shaitan go astray. It was his nafs that made him go astray. So we have to be concerned. Allah protect us and take our precautions and trust in Allah. Then we don't have to be so concerned that we go in a state of like utter depression or we lose hope. No, no need for that also. And let us not be that we just don't worry anything and we do any, we don't make namazes, we don't keep roza, we miss everything and still we are just all right. No, let that condition also not come. Let us be in the middle and in the right path, in the center path. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah.